FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and exciting on the culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide magazine. Today I'm chatting to Philip Abramson, CEO of Clear World Supplies and the Italian Deli Online. Welcome to the show, Philip.
Thanks, Jenny, and thanks for having me.
My pleasure, and it's thanks to you that I could return from my trip in Tuscany with a suitcase of Italian shoes, knowing that I could buy the best produce here in Cape Town, and I didn't have to fill my suitcase with everything that I ate out on there. So thank you for that.
Absolutely, that's why we're here.
Well, I want to know, what are your most popular Italian ingredients that are available at the deli?
Well, it depends on what your choice is in terms of what you want. We got from giant olives to our pestos to our amazing artichokes in fine herbs, sliced in fine herbs in oil. We got our melanzane, we got our sun-dried tomatoes, and you've got your beautiful, from the Campania region near Naples in the south of Italy, is our tinned tomatoes. And then we've got in the middle of Italy, actually about 150 kilometers in a place called Monsumeno Terma, is our pestos from a company called Polly, which is a very popular company in Italy that gives you tomato and basil or green or red pestos. And then you mix it with our bronze-dyed Colavita pasta range.
Oh, wow.
So easy eating, really amazing, good food, and very well priced. And again, delivered directly to your door anywhere in the country.
Wow, that's so amazing. And really, the Italian food is about simple quality. It's a few great ingredients put together and just enjoyed, I think, at leisure. The Italians certainly know how to do it. They don't fuss when it comes to their food. It's regional, it's seasonal, and it's always delicious.
Eat over time. You don't need to rush your foods like generally our South Africans, you know.
No.
Take the whole afternoon. Take a couple of hours.
And then have a siesta before you then do it all again
and
for
then
dinner.
Exactly, and have an aperitivo then after the siesta.
Now you're talking. Yes.
Exactly.
And then
exactly.
A gelato, yes. But we get distracted. What about fresh products like cheese? Do you manage to import or have local cheeses? How do you keep us happy with cheese?
So we don't import any cheeses. We buy local cheeses. So when you talk, you know, you have your Italian cheeses like your mozzarellas and ricottas that are made in Somerset West by a guy actually that is from Italy, and he's an Italian cheesemaker. He's actually a genius. I can't believe how magnificent his products are. Our range is called Puglia cheese.
Mm.
Puglia is a region in Italy. And yeah, he makes them fresh in Somerset West, and we deliver to your door. Takes a little bit longer because it's artisanal, and we buy them in fresh and we deliver them fresh. And it's within 100 kilometer radius in the Joburg and Cape Town region, and he's just opened up a plant in Pretoria as well, so it's also available in the Gauteng and Pretoria region.
Wow, that's amazing. Good to know that.
Yeah.
And Philip, any good Italian meal is always paired with something delicious to drink. What would your recommendation be?
Well, we've got a nice range of Italian wines now that it's winter. You know, you've got some nice Veneto Rossos, which is a nice basic grape, and from various other regions that we bring in through a distributor. And that goes well with your over winter now, is we're actually going to run some promotions for our pizzas and red wine.
Now you're talking. Yes, light the fire.
Yes.
It's all sounding
exactly.
Good. I can't
exactly
understand why people don't like winter. If they like food and they like wine, it's the best time to be enjoying it.
Yes, we're here for winter. You know, people also talk about a lot of frozen foods, but, you know, we've got a beautiful potato gnocchi, which can take really 3 minutes to make your meal. So you can boil your potato gnocchi that we import, and you can put your pesto sauce on it, you can put your arrabbiata sauce on it, you can throw some of our artichokes in there, slice up some of the sun-dried tomatoes, add a bit of chili if you like, and put some parmigiano on top, and there you go. Easy meals, under 100 rand, and then you can have your traditional long or short pastas, which take a little bit longer, anything between 8 and 10 minutes, dependent, you know, you've got to cook it al dente
mm.
and cook it in the right way. and yeah, easy to make and quick and easy. Cool. As well as you don't need to use the microwave. You can stick it on the gas stove, even in load shedding.
Okay, which we expect. But thank you. That's very inspirational. And I think Italian Deli Online cannot make it simpler. Order, deliver to your door, and then it's just the great cooking. So thank you for sharing your inspiration.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you very much for the call.
That was Philip Abramson of Italian Deli Online. For more Italian inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy and share. Happy cooking.
FMR Fine Food was cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.